So these wild women, naked in nature, experiences are containers that are channeled, flowing through from Great Spirit, from Mother Earth, God, Source, Consciousness, the Universe. Thank you for tuning in your consciousness to the Naked Human Podcast. I want to acknowledge your presence and what it took for you to be here today listening. My intention for you is that you receive what you came here for and find what you didn't know you needed. This podcast is about what it means to be a human being and what it really means to be naked, and how our relationship with Mother Nature has the power to heal us. My name is Carrie Cott, and I'm a nude-to-nature photographer, licensed physician of Chinese medicine, plant guide, and wild woman embodiment mentor. I help women heal from sexual trauma, awaken their authentic voice, and distinguish between fear and intuition so they can be led by their deep feminine heart. I bring to life in this podcast my own internal wisdom. I will only share what I've learned and experienced on a personal level. As you listen, I encourage you to take from this what you need and just trash the rest. So, happy listening. So, what is a wild woman experience, event, ceremony, retreat? Fill in the blank. Well, I'm going to tell you from my perspective, because I'm the creator of the experiences that I'm sharing. Well, actually, they're channeled, so I feel like I'm more of the receiver, which I feel like is actually a really great place to start in this conversation, because this medicine that I'm sharing of nudity and nature being foundational pieces of the wild woman experience has been received through me. Yes, I was searching and looking deep in my heart, but it wasn't when I was looking for it, like, what's in here, that this came through. It was when I was allowing this space for it to emerge. I knew there was something there beyond what I had been doing for years, which was focused in on Chinese medicine. I wanted to be outside more, and I wanted to share the medicine of nature. So these experiences are flowing through, not from me. And there's a distinction there. If it's coming from me, and I feel like it's coming from the human personality, Carrie has created this thing, and therefore it's very personal to me. And flowing through for me is like being a conduit, and this energy is coming as spirit through the expression of the human, of the experience of being human. And so it's flowing through, and it's not personal. This medicine is not personal for me as Carrie. And I'm listening to the greater inner voice, to which all and any of these experiences are and will be. So with every single event that I host, whether it's in person or online, is a received guidance. And it comes through in many ways, and sometimes in dreams and silent journeys and moments, all the moments that I allow for stillness and silence, for true intuition to be present. Does the blueprint for an experience come through? And there's always layers, but that's a different conversation. So these wild women, naked in nature, experiences are containers that are channeled, flowing through from Great Spirit, from Mother Earth, God, Source, Consciousness, the Universe, Spirit. And they're enveloped with a particular energetic blueprint. And from my perspective, the blueprint of the container is the most powerful foundational piece of an experience. So I look at it this way, is that the energetics of the container is the medicine. And what we do inside of the container, like the exercises and practices and things, they're not as important. Still important, but not as important as the energetics of the blueprint. It's like the foundation of the house is more important, so to say, than the house itself. Though, in order to have a house, you need all the components. However, if you have a shitty foundation, you have a shitty house. Like, it's just what's so. So this energetic blueprint for these wild women experiences have a specific energetic language. And a part of that language for me in this container is that you get exactly what you need by coming, by saying yes, by registering into this experience for yourself, and then coming to receive the medicine from completion to end. And completion to end is really all the components that are integrated into the experience. So if you're coming for a retreat and it's 4 days, there's also an integration call before and after, for sure. And there might be other things. There might be another integration call. There might be an individual integration call. There might be an intake form. Like, there's these things that are intentionally created for the whole entire process purposely. All those things are there to support you so that you can receive the deepest healing. So the saying yes and registering into the experience and receiving exactly what you came here for is the fulfillment of the experience itself. By engaging with all parts of the experience, you receive exactly what you came there for. Whether you're consciously aware of what that is or not is irrelevant, but you will receive what you have registered into this experience for. The truest, deepest part of yourself that called you to this experience is fulfilled. That is an energetic blueprint of these experiences. It is literally ingrained in the vibrational language for this experience. So if you're called to sit in these ceremonies, there's something really deeply, profoundly accessible to you. And in this container, in these experiences, another aspect of the energetic blueprint is that you are the medicine. I am not your healer. Though I am holding space, I am a portal in which you experience yourself. Again, like I shared earlier, like, this is not personal. So for me, I'm not here to be like, oh, I did this for you. I am the healer. No. No. I'm holding a space for you and your own healing. I'm a helper. I'm a mentor. I'm a guide. We are doing it together, yes. And you have to show up. You have to show up for your own healing capacity. You are an important piece. You are the important piece. We are the important pieces to the experience. Together. You are the medicine. You are your medicine. You are your healer. And you have called yourself into, if you're called to these experiences, you've called yourself into this experience for a reason, because you want this particular flavor of medicine. So the energetic blueprint of these experiences is for you, your inner wisdom, your inner healer, your inner guide, your inner medicine woman, to emerge more. Because she's already existing in your life. It's just what capacity? I mean, there's always more. It's the endless, always more. More and more. And so that is in the blueprint. There's no guru, No. You get to emerge more for the purpose of your healing. And yes, I am your guide. I am helping. I am supporting. I'm honoring the container. I'm listening to spirit. I'm managing the energy. I'm the manager. My job is to manage the energy and to listen, to support in the fulfillment of what we all came here for. So that is the role that I am playing in these experiences. We're just all playing different roles. And I might go to your thing and you're playing a different role and I'm playing a different role. We're all just helping each other walk each other home to ourselves. You are the medicine is in the blueprint of the container. It's ingrained. It's just energetically, foundationally there. And another important piece in that is simplicity. And another crucial, foundational piece is the no-thingness, nothingness, no-thing. Delving into the experience of no thing. No clothes, no cell phone, no fragrances, no supplements, no journals, no sunscreens, no psychedelics, no birth control. No medications. Just really diving into no thing as much as possible. Which totally comes with a disclaimer, because I'm not here to tell you to not take your medications or to take your medications or not wear sunscreen or to wear sunscreen. So total disclaimer here that I'm not ultimately here to tell you what you can and cannot do. It's an invitation to come into an experience of no thing. And you can say yes or no to that. That is your choice to enter into a container of no thing and to journey into it as little or as much as you're ready for. Ultimately, everything is an invitation. Though by saying yes to these experiences, you are agreeing to some level of participation in the experience. And mainly that's the participation into the experience of nudity and nature, into your own healing. The space of no thing emerges through silence as well. silence is also a very fundamental, foundational part of this experience. No thing, no talking, no engaging others, no making eye contact, really just going within. See, the nothingness can be fucking uncomfortable. And it's a portal to going deeper within yourself. Because when you strip things away, what's left? There's a whole lot of things in our current world that we can distract ourselves with. There's TV, there's social media, there's picking up the phone and calling someone, there's reading a book, listening to a podcast, going to an event, whatever it is, eating food, playing with your dog. Like, all those things can be distractions, yes. They can also be portals of healing. So it's not a distinction of it is for sure in a distraction. It's just looking at the nothingness. So a foundational component of this blueprint of these experiences is going into nothingness as much as possible. That is the medicine. So wild woman experiences in the containers that I'm guiding are rooted in these foundational things. They're there doing the work that you get exactly what you need by fulfilling on the experience itself, that you are the medicine and the exploration of nothingness. Nothing. So it's a container, a portal you enter into to have an experience. And then when you're in it, we do cool, fun, weird, quirky, primal, relaxing, healing, connecting, uncomfortable, whatever words you want to put in there, things. We do things like non-sexual touch and yoni sunning and yoni massage and photography and flower baths and sitting with trees and making herbal medicines and purging things into the fire and whatever the event calls for. That's just a glimpse of possibilities. So what we do in the container depends on the particular guidance. And it gives us a place to focus. It gives us a place to channel our focus for the medicine to flow. The medicine of the experience to flow through us. So whether that's intentional silence or yoni sunning, they're creating spaces for movement in our bodies, in our psyches, to awaken, to flow. And each practice has its own energetic processing that it brings with it. But they're more potent when there's this really great foundation. And this is all just my perspective on it. And this is the energy in which I hold my experiences. This is the energy in which matters for these experiences. Without the foundation, there's no experience for me. There's no holding the experience. The container matters a lot. So just as this container matters, so does the container, the intention in which you enter as well. And then when they come together, when we come together, it's even more extra super flavorfully juicy. So there's a little taste of the energetics of these experiences. And for now, this transmission is complete. Thank you for tuning your consciousness to this episode of The Naked Human. However you find yourself, whether it's relieved, enlightened, triggered, or as if the past minutes were a complete waste of your time, it's perfect. Be present to it and allow it to be the medicine you need. I welcome your feedback and heartfelt reflections of how this episode impacted you. You can share with me online at thenakedhumanpodcast.com. And if you're feeling called for a more personalized experience into your nakedness, I invite you to join our community of wild women in person or online. You can find more specifics at thenakedhumanpodcast.com. And until next time, bye!